Arratsaldeon guztioi, muy buenas tardes.
Good afternoon. Let's commence the last of today's press conferences, which corresponds to the film, the German-Greek co-production, Adikos Kosmos, Unfair World, which has just been screened within the official section of the festival. The team, the whole of the film, who has come to the festival in San Sebastian to present this production, we have with us Philippos Tsitos, who is the director of the film, the actor, protagonist of it, Antonis Kafitsopoulos, I hope I pronounced that more or less correctly, and the producer of the film, Alexandra Bosiou. So if you deem, let's ask the director whether the film has been screened already in Greece, and what does it mean for a film like this to be in the San Sebastian Film Festival?
The film has been released in Greece, and if it's how did it go, and what does suppose for your film to be
the official
section in San Sebastian?
The film is just finished. This was the first screening ever, and we are going to show it in Greece in February. I have to say, I'm very happy that the film has been chosen to premiere here. And as my producer just told me, we had in the film a company called S&S, and she just told me that S&S is the nickname of San Sebastian. So that is very funny.
Okay.
This film is a tale on the moral and the economic and the social crisis that we're living in Europe and in mostly the whole world.
Well, to tell you the truth, it was meant to be, because it had been written, I started to write in 2003, so there was no crisis then. And additionally, I started to write it to shoot it in Germany, because I'm living in Germany too. And slow by slow, I moved the whole film to Greece, and accidentally, it has been shot in the middle of the crisis. But the funny thing is that it fits. And if you ask me what's exactly the relation, it's about my belief that I believe that there are enough good people everywhere in the society, but they stay silent because all the rest is too loud. And I still believe that if these good people in every section, in every part of the society, wake up and do something in their own sections of life, there would be a change. For the moment, I don't see this, and I feel like the hero at the end who wants to go away to the island and don't talk to anybody.
Siguiente pregunta. Next question, please.
Next question, please. Yes.
I was today interviewing Aki Kaurismäki when I before watching your film, and then I went into your film and thought about some quite Kaurismäki characters and the tragic comic sense of it, which is a bit Kaurismäki, and a bit also the last Greece movies we've been watching, which are like Canino or the other one, Police Adjective. which manages also this sort of humor and criticism. I wonder, these influences, how you work with them, or if you see them. And it...
No, Aki is a good uncle of mine. I'm his nephew from Greece.
And about the Greek last movies, like the same sense of humor. I mean, like in Canino or Adjective, or Police Adjective.
Sorry, Police Adjective is a Romanian film.
I can only talk about my films. What can I tell you?
Siguiente pregunta, por favor.
Next question, please.
¿Cómo es?
How did you direct the actors? How did you direct the actors? How was the directing work with the actors?
I don't talk too much to the actors. I tell them very few things, and I let them do. And as they are doing, we are looking together for the best interpretation of any role, any part. I don't like to talk much with the actors.
Could you please wait a minute?
What was your motivation for making a film that has to do with the fair and unfair world, let's say? Because, you know, it seems that there is what makes something fair. In the first place, it has to do with the law, the written law. And then we see that the policeman and the other characters, in a way, neglect this written law. And it also seems that their choices in life change because of their beliefs and their personal their personal socio-economical status. And what was the first thought in your mind then when you said, okay, I will do something that has to do with the fair and the unfair? I mean, the...
Yeah, it, for me it wasn't about the fair and unfair, it was about moral, about ethics. And... I grew up in the 80s, and since then, I realized that the world around me become more and more unethical, and everybody has his good reason to be unethical, money, whatever. And I ask myself, can this be the end? This is the way are going to be for the next years. So out of this question came the story. Because I said it before, I believe there are in a society persons who are moral, who are ethical, but they are lost in this sea of unethical people.
Siguiente pregunta, por favor.
Next question, please.
I was just wondering if in the final scene, where as you say, there's this picture of the island, if this is just a personal fact, like the author is going, the main character is going back to his native place, or does the island have a specific meaning in the collective psychology of Greece and in the movie or whatever?
Well, I know many Greeks would want to retire to an island. No matter how old they are, I would like to do it too, but I cannot do it right now. But personally, I'm not satisfied at all with the way the society in the society is functioning, and I don't know any way to deal with this. So I'm catching myself from time to time to throw everything away and retire. But because I can do it, I did a film about it. Yeah.
Siguiente pregunta, por favor. Next question, please. No hay más preguntas.
No further questions. Photography. How did you deal with the photography? Those silences that the actors have. How did you address that? How the photography and the silences with the actors?
Did you use the light?
Yes, he used the light. That's the guy. the idea was to create an artificiality and a main direction was to build setups which remind theater, but it's not exactly theater. So this is the reason the light is always from above, and this is the reason why the camera is so still.
I'm sorry, you asked something about the silences as well. Yes. Can you please repeat this part of your question because it was not translated?
Quería repetir la pregunta sobre
that is to say, how do you interact when the actors are in silence and you need to get an answer from them or to get a response from them? How do you manage to do that with the silences?
Well, it depends on the story. If you set a good question to the spectator and you leave the actor react, most of the times he doesn't need to speak. For instance, for the scene, the two times he goes to his officer to confess. There was dialogue. There was some pieces of dialogue there, but I realized very, very soon that it isn't necessary, because we know what he wants or what he doesn't want, and we can follow him without hearing anything.
Let me add something about this. Personally, I believe that you don't have to speak and to articulate your thoughts, your feelings, to be present or to express and build a character. But let me remind you that the impression is that it's a silent film because in too many scenes we do not talk. But there is one scene that it's probably one of the longest monologues I've seen in the contemporary cinema. And both those things are in the same film, which was very interesting to us. I mean, I suppose for Philippos and of course for me.
Of course for you and of course for me.
¿Alguna pregunta más?
Any further questions? A couple of years ago, we saw your previous film, the Platos Academy, which has a completely different tone that we've seen now, which is quite contained. The other was a comedy, pure comedy, and more explicit. I'd like to know how you address the difference between both projects, because this is more tragic comedy, the other was comedy. I'm not too sure. They're completely different films in that sense. Whoever saw the previous film and saw this film may have been surprised.
True. You know, doing films nowadays is very, very difficult. You don't have many possibilities. And I have to try to find the style I like or what I like, what I don't like. So every time I do a film, it's like an exercise. It's like searching the way, my style, the style, what I want, what kind of stories I would like to tell, etc. What remains constant is that the main characters are male, older than me, being on a very ambivalent moment in their life. If they don't change something now, they will not change it. They will never change it. That's it.
Siguiente pregunta.
For a musical, you said.
A musical.
Any further questions?
Thank you.
Muchísimas gracias.
Thank you very much, everybody.